So welcome to 2022 and the Nine Hertz podcast. We've had a little break over Christmas and New Year. COVID notwithstanding, we're back. So yeah, we're really sort of pleased to sort of be showcasing more stuff again. And we're starting with that. It's a real blast from the past. We've kind of discovered, chatting offline. That's the excellent Rebreather from Ohio. And yeah, they go back 20 plus years, don't they, Pete? I mean, this is amazing stuff that they're still going, really. And it's still this bloody good.
Yeah, it was, you know, I didn't know they were still going. It's you know, my shame, really, because I got they had an album in 2002 called Need Another Seven Astronauts, which I was sent a copy of. I think it was probably kind of Linda Daniel, who's kind of, you know, stoner rock guru of London, sent it to me. And I think, and, you know, I really liked the album when I was, you know, really fully into stoner rock. You know, they're not one of the big names of them, but it's of the real golden period of the sound. And you know, looking at Bandcamp, they've been going ever since, by the look of it. And you know, I can't believe I've missed out on all these releases. It's something I'm gonna have to kind of work my way back through. But this popped up, I saw the name and I thought, you know, and I just jumped at this. And then this is the quality of it. You know, like a lot of those bands are just have dropped off. You know, obviously most of them have gone, the ones who were around back then, but even the ones who remain aren't producing anywhere near the same quality. Listen to this is outstanding. You know, I love this track, that kind of that ethereal start. That thing, they've got some guest vocals of somebody called Frail on there, and then it's that, you know, totemic screamed title, you know, song title sung through, and those big meaty riffs. You know, it's a fairly kind of simple approach to it, but it's, you know, really effective. It's got that ghostly feel to it. I just think the whole thing is, you know, is absolutely great.
Yeah, it's an absolute delight to sort of see that they're back, or, you know, that they've never been away, and we've missed it all. Yeah. It's amazing. So, yeah, I'm really pleased to sort of hear of this band again and to hear them doing such amazing stuff. So the album's called The Line It's With and The War Drone. And you can get that from rebreather-ohio.bandcamp.com. That song was called Drown. But yeah, the whole record is, it's one of those albums that kind of draws you in and kind of keeps up the tempo and keeps up the interest, I think. And that's key with this kind of music. I think you can easily sort of record 10 songs that sound exactly the same, but this is, yeah, a real piece of work. I absolutely love it. So yeah, thanks for bringing that back to us, Pete, because yeah, what a blast from 20 years ago. Really amazing stuff. So yeah, I mean, that album you mentioned is literally 20 years old, so that's incredible. Brilliant. Yeah, so yeah, as ever, it's 9 amazing tracks that we found through submissions. I think there might be a bit of a spoilt for choice kind of thing going on this week, because you know, we've had 3 or 4 weeks over Christmas and New Year to sort of gather things, and people are sort of getting straight on the release schedule, really. So old Nine Hertz favourites from Sheffield, Kurukuma, sort of announced their new album, Born of Obsidian, which is coming out very soon, actually. I think February 4th it releases, and people might be getting the vinyl around July just because of delays and things. But yeah, you can pre-order it now. Obviously, this band are fantastic. We've played nearly everything they've put out. And that's not just because we know them. Like, they're just one of the best bands, you know, around, really. Like, they're so inventive, they're so intense. And I think this one track that they've released so far, Jaguar, really does kind of cement the fact that they've developed as well. It's been recorded with Sanford Parker, who's recorded a lot of incredible bands. And he's in a band called US Christmas, I believe. And yeah, it's been mixed by James Plotkin, which makes it sound incredibly sort of clear, but like heavy as well. I loved it, and I can't wait to hear the rest of it. What do you reckon, Pete?
Yeah, the same. You know, I've got the vinyl on order as well. So it surprised me. You know, like, there's a lot of talk around the album. I saw, you know, how they've waited this long for their debut album, and I thought, you know, they still feel like a new band to me. But I look back, and it was, you know, like you say, they were local band to us. So we've had the pleasure of seeing them often live and knowing them. And it was 2014 when we first saw them, which was with Ken Mode in a venue called the South Sea in Broomhill, which is on the outskirts of Sheffield, which I'd say now is a Harry Potter themed cafe.
I've heard this, yeah.
Yeah, anyway. But I can't believe it's been that long, you know, 7-8 years now.
Yeah.
But you know, they've bided their time for this album. You know, they've done splits and EPs and tapes, and you know that, and most of all, you know, seeing them live so often, just because, you know, because from the, you know, the town I live in, it's, you know, it's been a pleasure. And they've maintained that buzz, you know, that we felt when we, on that very first time we saw them, because even without, you know, standard recording output of album after album that you might expect in an 8-year career, for want of a better word, they've evolved. And, you know, you can see that, you can, you know, you just feel it. And they've always sounded, you know, it's a real obvious thing to say about them, but it's something we'll probably say about a lot of bands, but you know, probably truer more than ever, which is they sound unique. They've got, you know, their sludge, their doom, but they've got a multitude of influences which change that.
Yeah.
And that's what makes them exciting. And, you know, like with the, you know, this is a big release for them, but I don't think there's any fear that, it, you know, that that's not going to deliver. You're just kind of excited about the prospects for them now, you know, because hopefully, and it, you know, surely this will get them a wider, you know, wider attention. For those of, you know, those of us who know them will just, this, you know, you could tell from this track, it will be everything that you, you know, we've come to expect and hope from them. But for the, you know, hopefully legions of people who are new to them, you know, this will be like this amazing introduction to this band that we, you know, we was in Sheffield and in the UK, because, you know, they've toured, and I think the doom scene knows them well now. It's just going to be, it's going to blow them up. And, you know, that kind of, it's got that theme to it. I love, you know, that Mesoamerican theme about it. There's a band it reminded me of, actually. There's a band called Cultura Tres, and they're a Venezuelan doom band, which is, you know, they're fairly well known. But that was the only comparison I could, you know, even vaguely think of related to them. And that's Curacuma. You know, they are unique, and you know, it's exciting times.
Yeah, definitely. I think they've always been kind of deeply sort of conceptual as well. I mean, they've done Kraftwerk covers, they've done video game music covers, they did Dope Rider with the, you know, comic book stuff going on. Mm. They've done a release on a dance music label in Sheffield. You know, they've done everything. And I think this is like possibly like a culmination of everything coming together to make like a very rounded artistic piece of work. And yeah, it just looks amazing. Like they've already gone to town with the artwork and everything. So, yeah, can't wait to hear. And I think they're sort of getting back to gigs this year as well. I know they're playing Raw Power Festival in London. I think that's July. But yeah, can't wait. And I really can't wait to see them again. It's been a while, and it's always deafening. So yeah, can't wait. So yeah, the album's called Born of Us Obsidian. You can get this at curacumauk.bandcamp.com. We're going to play the only track they've released so far, Jaguar. So that was the excellent Kurukuma there from Sheffield, a track called Jaguar. Fantastic stuff there. Album coming out in February. So yeah, another band that we've been following kind of since their inception a few years ago is Pet Brick, which is Wayne Adams, who is in countless bands, including Big Lad and sort of exploratory kind of bands like that, and Igor Cavalera, who is obviously from Sepultura and is very much into his like experimental music. He did a mix for, I think, the Independent Music Podcast, and it just blew my mind a little bit, like the amount of stuff he's into. He obviously is like into traditional Brazilian music and metal, but like the dance music and the sort of strange sounds that he's into have really sort of spilled into this band. And I think originally this band were almost like a grindy, metal-y kind of prospect with a little bit of noise thrown in, but this is like almost like psychedelic and a lot more drawn out than we used to. What did you reckon to this one, Pete? Because it's just brilliant.
Yeah, you know, they said they're kind of putting these tapes out. There's like Pet Sounds One they did, and it had, like you say, noise, electronica in there. And this say, you know, this has that on there as well. You know, breakcore and dark samples and all this. And then I put it on, you know, excitedly, and this is the first track, and it, you know, it really kind of surprised me. It really pushes it out. You know, it's practically like krautrock, and you know, and even further pushing out into like the cosmos with like space rock exploration. I found myself like completely immersed in it without realizing. I just kind of slipped into it. I think it's an amazing track, and completely creating so often as well. You know, creating often and brilliant music for us all to enjoy, and you know, long may it continue.
Yeah, it's so inventive and like you say, like completely unexpected sounds from this one. But why are we surprised really when the breadth of stuff that they've kind of shown that they're into is quite obvious really, when you sort of sit back and think about it. But yeah, this is really, really cool stuff, and I need to explore the rest of this record because I've only had time to listen to this track so far. But yeah, if this is the caliber of the opening track, then yeah, we're in for a treat, I think. So it looks like the tape's actually sold out, but you can still buy the sort of digital version via petbrick.bandcamp.com. This is off Pet Sounds Volume 2, and the track's called Craniotome. So that was the amazing Pet Brick there, a track called Craniotome, off their new tape. Dry Cough have always impressed us over the years at Manchester label, and you know that they're sort of constantly putting out. I think we said last year that they've almost gone into like death metal phase of releasing stuff, and this Czech band are no different really. So they're a band called Plague Patrol, and this is just a demo so far. And they've sort of suggested all these kind of Finnish death metal bands that they sort of sound like Mega Slaughter, Mortiferum, Cerebral Rot, Dystopia, and all that sort of stuff. I got kind of Napalm Death vibes from it, and like old school death metal, really. I really, really enjoyed this. What did you make of it, Pete? Because it's quite a dense little demo here.
Yeah, I like this a lot. It's funny, really. You know, Dry Cough, like you say, we're probably more a doom label until... You know, maybe up until like the Blind Monarch release and up until COVID, I guess. And then, but like this last year, 2 years, maybe, it's just, you know, these tapes of death metal, which are just incredible. You know, you think like Visions from Beyond and Slime Lord and Sewer Fiend, Black Wound. You know, with myself with death metal, I'm not into all elements of it, and I'm not kind of so into it. I know exactly what it is. I you know, the exact subterm I need to look for. But everything Dry Cough put out is in the realms that I like. So I'll follow them for as long as they're going, because, you know, I love this. You know, I love the fact that they're on my wavelength with that. And this is absolutely no different. It just sounds utterly glorious at points. You know, yeah, just they've done it again. They've brought it, and not just kind of a English band as well. They've obviously spreading out, which is brilliant. You know, bringing bands to our attention we wouldn't have otherwise heard.
Definitely. I mean, this has got some groove to it as well, and not in a kind of groovy way. It's just like that kind of like, wow, this is kind of miasmic stuff without being kind of too pretentious. And yeah, I love it. And it was a real kind of flip of a coin, really, between this and another band that just put out called Gouger. That's also fantastic, you know, primitive sort of death metal. We are really spoilt for choice these days, and yeah, I just love the fact that labels are finding these things and holding them up. So yeah, if you want to hear this demo, you can go to drycough.bandcamp.com. We're going to play a song called Cenogenesis.
Yeah.
So that was the death metal stylings of Plague Patrol. Absolutely brilliant stuff on Dry Cough Records there. Really cool stuff. We're going to a completely different vibe here, I guess. So we're going now to a band called Carcano. I think that's how you might say it. But yeah, this is incredibly laid back, almost to the point of horizontal kind of vibes here. And I just really enjoyed this one, Pete. You've kind of picked a song called Riding Space Elephants, which I think is a brilliant title in itself. It kind of conjures up visions already, but then you put the music on and it's this kind of blissed out kind of almost like a bleached out sound from Riff Merchant Records, who are out of Minnesota. I mean, they put out a lot of similar bands, but I mean, this is just something special, isn't it? It's quite unique to me.
I found since I came across this last week that there's a band who from Italy put this out in March last year, and I missed it. And thankfully Riff Merchant, putting it out and therefore me just spotting it on Bandcamp, have rectified that error for me, because I adore this sound. I think what's key is one thing I noticed after a few listens, if you take the vocals out, it's actually quite slow and judging in a doom way, even though it's got this, real psychedelic stoner, high end element to it. But, mix that in with that those light touch vocals, and it just creates this, different beast. It's still heavy. It's still, it's still within our kind of stoner doom world, but it's got that, like stoner rocker, it's, when it's got true beauty about it. If anything, I suppose it reminds me of Dead Meadow a little bit, maybe, yeah. In the vocals. But, again, that heaviness in there just makes it something different and something, I was really taken in with it.
Yeah, it's a journey. It feels like a journey. And I think that's what the best kind of stoner sort of psychedelic stuff does, really. So, yeah, really, really enjoyed this. So the record's called By the Order of the Green Goddess, which they say is an allegory for our time. So if you kind of read into that, then it kind of gives it another level, really. Like I say, we're going to play the song Riding Space Elephants, and you can get this at riffmerchant.bandcamp.com. We'll be right back. Okay, so that was the excellent Carcano there. Really sort of blissed out stuff. We're going to play something else that's a little bit blissed up in a completely different way. So Dead Neanderthals have released some incredible stuff in the last few years under different names and like in different guises. And they seem to be gluttons for repetition and building on the same idea and kind of really pushing the boundaries of what you can do with almost like krautrocky stuff and kind of the idea of repeating a phrase over and over again. And they've done it again here. This is a release that just snuck out before Christmas, I think, or just after Christmas. And yeah, it's a collaboration with Aaron Turner from Isis and Sumac and various other projects, Hydrohead Records, obviously. And yeah, this just sounds like Isis have kind of melted into Dead Neanderthals kind of vibe here. And I just thought it's fantastic. It's a single track called Corporeal Flux. And it's 25 minutes long. We're going to play a little excerpt for you. But I think it doesn't sound like either of them too much. It kind of blends into this very sort of viscous whole. And I thought it was fantastic. The artwork really drawed me in as well. So what did you make of this piece? It is pretty damn dense and you have to really give a bit of time to it, I think.
Yeah. And you know, I did. I kind of, I've got to kind of pay attention almost. But then, you know, you alluded to at the start, which is it has it kind of, you know, it's almost psychedelic, you know, mindset to it, which lulls you in and, you know, like drift away with it, even with its kind of oddball nature and its harshness at times. You know, that I listened to kind of Dead Neanderthals quite a bit in early lockdown, and they were one of the bands, you know, like right at the start of lockdown, and we were watching loads of live sets of bands playing in their practice rooms and things, and they were one of the bands I saw, and they put loads of stuff out as well. You know, they've been really active during the, you know, COVID lockdown. You know, adding kind of Aaron Turner, and you know, he's got the ear for the esoteric at all times. You know, it seems like a perfect, you know, match. You know, the first 10 minutes, I think, around that, bits where it reminded me of, I don't know, almost like incidental soundtrack music, like something to like maybe a Cronenberg film or something like that. And then, you know, Turner's vocals arrive, and it just generates this atmosphere, this, like, ominous dread floating within it at all times. But in this, you know, like say, through that repetition, creates it, makes it almost like, you know, like a bad trip psychedelic thing. And that just makes, you know, it's just a real interesting, perfect, you know, like combination.
Yeah. And I think by the time it gets to maybe 20 minutes, you kind of, you wonder where you've been. It's, it's one of those where you get lost in it. And, yeah, really, really interesting work. So I really hope they do some more. And I really hope they explore this a bit more as well, because, I think they've got a great idea here and it's, perfectly realized. So yeah, like we say, the record's called Corporeal Flux. It's just available digitally via deadneanderthals.bandcamp.com. But we're going to play an excerpt now. So what you think to this? So that was an excerpt from Corporeal Flux, which is a collaboration between Aaron Turner from Isis and Sumac and Dead Neanderthals. Absolutely brilliant stuff there. We're going to maybe even more kind of meditative planes here with the next band. This band are called El Universo. And yeah, this is a live record, but it sounds so clear and so amazing. I think they're just a two-piece, maybe a three-piece. And it's just... Yeah, they did just create this kind of wave of psychedelic kind of space rock, and it just sounds so mellow and perfect. I really, really enjoyed this one, but I'd never heard of them before. Are they new? I mean, is this like a band that's been going a while or what?
They're new to me. I've looked into them. They've been going a little while. They're from Mexico. This came out on the Low, Slow and Distorted Riffs label, which I believe is the label of one of the members of Venom Sabathi, who we both love and we've played on the podcast a few times. And it's typical of the Mexican psych scene. You know, I've heard so many good bands from there, and they do this, just incredible output, number of bands and quality of music. And it is music you can just melt away listening to. It's warm, fuzzy, instrumental, psychedelic space rock. It's perfect. And it, like you say, it sounds so good. I'm not normally one for full live albums. I don't really care for them at all. Even like my favorite bands, I've never, to me, a live record is, I'd get it if I was at the gig, but this just clicked. The label put out three of them. They call them like the bootleg series, just before the end of the year, and I sat there on New Year's Eve just having a lazy day on my sofa and just listened to all three in a row, and it was perfect. It just felt right. And and like you say, the recording of it, the quality of the music, this beautiful stoner rock, plus maybe kind of the fact that we can't go to gigs like we could do before, and then therefore that's, this is a nice reminder to what we've missed. It's just a brilliant package. So yeah, that label, they're really, everyone should follow that label. They put out some real, gems that you probably haven't heard of before. And this is a perfect example.
Yeah. So the label's called Loud, Slow and Distorted Riffs, which is fantastic in itself. But yeah, they seem to put out a lot of Mexican bands, which is fantastic to hear, because I don't think enough Mexican stuff kind of gets through to the UK and to Europe, really. So it's great to kind of get this little sort of, snapshot into the scene. I mean, these are three live gigs that they've put out, and they sound like jams, like people are really into these jamming kind of sort of structures and everything. So yeah, it's a really, really amazing record here. So we're gonna play a song called Asteroid 85, but I'd urge people to listen to all three of these bootlegs that have come out, because they're absolutely amazing. So you can get this at lsdr.bandcamp.com. This is El Universo. Thank you. So that was El Universo with a song called Asteroid 85. Really, really cool stuff there from Mexico. Next up, we've got something, bringing it back to harsh reality here. This is from Watford, a band called The Mute Servants, who are two of Hey Colossus, but it's so far from Hey Colossus, it's almost like comedic, really. But yeah, this is fantastic stuff. I mean, I think Bob, who is one of the founding members of Hey Colossus, plays guitar, used to do a lot of vocals in Hey Colossus as well. But I think like over the years, it's kind of, he's happy to kind of just make these incredible riffs happen in the background. But yeah, this is the description for this is fantastic. It seems like he had a bit of a, I don't know, like a neighbor, a noisy neighbor problem over lockdown, and used to just go up and kind of exercise any demons he might have had about this by playing this just harsh kind of punk inspired like noise stuff, really. It's really cool. Just like 2 or 3 minute songs, some of them less than that, just like recorded in a loft in Watford, probably shaking the tiles off the roof. To me, it sounds like the band Off. I don't know if you're familiar with those people. Yeah. Like they sort of mention the Mummies and Billy Childish and the Mekons and stuff like that. But yeah, it's got that kind of pissed off energy to it that I really love. And yeah, just the lyrics are really funny as well. I think there's a Breeders cover in there somewhere as well. So amazing, really. It came out on Christmas Day, of all things. And I think there was 107 inches and they all sold out within the day. So people were impressed enough to take a, you know, time away from their turkey dinner to sort of place this order with Wrong Speed. I just loved it. I've just gushed about this. What do you think, Pete?
The same. I love how it's, you know, there's no padding to it. It's to the point. You know, like you say, some of the songs are a minute long. It's just raw, bristling punk energy, and it achieves exactly what it's designed to as a result of that. And you know, it's perfect for this personal outlet, but also offers so much to, you know, to anyone listening as well. Yeah. I miss this. I don't know how, you know, like Wrong Speed, which is Joe from Hey Colossus's label. You know, I follow everything they put out and somehow miss it. Well, it came out on Christmas Day. That'll be why. But I was listening to a lot of Hey Colossus over Christmas, I noticed just before we came on that it's either coincidental or subconsciously they seem to have filtered into this podcast a bit with this, you know, there's this track, Aaron Turner, they've toured with Sumac and, you know, the Wrong Speed video, and then Igor Cavalera did a video podcast with Joe, and the kind of, there's a picture of him on Facebook with him meeting Igor Cavalera in Sainsbury's on New Year's Eve as well. So, three of our tracks have got, you know, tenuous or not Hey Colossus link. So, yeah, and this, you know, this just points to the, you know, the brilliance of the members of that band, because it's, you know, when they're not doing the core band, they've got, you know, there's so many different variants of music going out, and this is just adds to that.
Yeah, we shouldn't take away from the fact that Reese from Hey Colossus drums on this as well, and he's obviously letting loose. I think Hey Colossus is very sort of considered these days. I mean, they've still got that driving force, and it still sounds heavy, but I feel like this is just them having fun, like both of them just like having a raucous blast of this music. It just sounds so, it just sounds like a release, and it's so, so great. And the fact that it came out on 7-inch as well is just like perfect kind of medium for it as well. Some of it reminded me of Dukes of Nothing. I don't know if you hear that as well.
I get it. I didn't hear it, but it's got that same,
that driving,
you know, driving energy spirit about it.
Yeah, love it. So yeah, we're going to play the opening track from this, but I'd recommend that you just stick this on and just have a good time. We're going to play the song Pointless Breather, and you can get this at themuteservants.bandcamp.com or Wrong Speed.
Hey!
So that was the excellent Mute Servants there with a song called Pointless Breather. Absolutely love that. Shaking a sort of suburban house in Watford. Love it. So yeah, we're going to end this week with something really amazing. So there's like a really interesting compilation from a record label called Robust Fellow from Ukraine. And this is like a split series, five splits, I think. Half of them are Ukrainian bands and then half are from all over the place. Pete, this is just an amazing project, really, isn't it? I mean, there's so many bands we've played before, Taser, Yanomomo, and Bong Bong Beer Whizzers that we've played before, but we've picked a band called Bomg, which is an amazing Ukrainian band. This is like, it's fuzzy, it's kind of doomy, but it's got kind of like a noise rock thing going on as well. I really, really like this, and I really want to hear the other tunes on this, as well as all 37 songs that have been, come out in this series. You can actually buy all five tapes, I think, in a sort of special robust split series box. Quite pricey, but I think it's quite worth it for the amount of effort that's gone into this. But how did you find this? Because it's just packed with exactly our kind of music, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's the label, Robust Fellow. It put out so much good stuff. The like you say, Ukrainian label. They do a lot of stoner and doom and sludge, but also psych and like flower pop and all this stuff. We played a band called Stray Tones off them earlier.
Yeah.
Well, from last year. So they're worth following. And then they said, they're going to start to do these tape series, and there's five tapes, but this is. There'll be others. They said they're focusing on sludge and doom this time around, but there'll be other, the other matchups later in the year or next year. And they've, they've created something special out of it. I always thought that, the pairing of someone local and someone international, it kind of brings exposure, to in each other's countries. But like I said, the music on every band just was, really excited. They haven't kind of released every song on it, which is fair enough. Like you buy the tapes, it's about the kind of the physical release. But there's at least one song by every band on there, all 10 bands. And listen, the songs by the bands we know who you listed, are all amazing as we, as I knew they would be. But it's great to hear, new stuff. But the biggest thrills of these types of things are finding new bands, and they typically were the Ukrainian bands here. So, it took me a while to pick because there's several, really kind of really good stuff on here. There's the band called Kazuwerry, who, like proper, straight up sludge, who are amazing, and really close with a band called another band called One Magic Megawatt. But then I went with this just because I kept coming back to it, even though it's this kind of almost impenetrable 18 minutes long song. It's it kind of really plunges the depths at points. It's got this tone which is so low, it's like it's practically subterranean. And they've got this stripped back approach to it, and it's like you say, it's got those doom and sludge elements in there, but across, it uses that time to really just go out there and become experimental and weird and bring in and just, pure noise as well as noise rock and all these different things. It's the bits where it just feels like an earthquake aftershock. I don't know, I found it really intriguing, and that's kind of what tipped it in the favor for them. But bringing it back, the whole series is worth listening to. It's a real kind of labor of love and something, special from the label.
Yeah, I mean it sort of reminds me of stuff like single series stuff, which is always interesting because it's a curated considered collection, and this isn't just a load of bands chucked together. It's like, hey, let's make sure that these Ukrainian bands get a good hearing, but let's also lift these amazing bands from France, Australia, Germany. It's amazing. So yeah, I think this is one to really get your teeth into if you're interested. So yeah, you can get this at robustfellow.bandcamp.com. We like we said, we were actually a little bit spoilt for choice as to what to play, but we've gone for the band Bomg, BOMG, and this song's called Ixion Bore. We'll see you next week.